this story, David, here, tell me a little bit about what's going on with this. That this, apparently the second officer held back the truth, fearing tarnishing
the
reputation.
Well, there's no question he did. He said so. In his own autobiography, he said that they had to apply whitewash. And he was very blunt about it.
Now, what does this mean, the fact that they changed, they didn't tell us at the time? What happened?
I don't think there's any big secret. Anyone who's been in the news business knows that when something as big as of an event as Titanic happens, that there are a lot of people trying to kick sand over it. I mean, they don't want people to know exactly what happened, and it doesn't matter whether it's Titanic or the space shuttle. And I think the officers, they were looking at the rest of their careers. They were also looking at the possibility that their shipping line would disappear, and with it their careers and their livelihood. I think there was a little bit of jingoism. It was prior to World War One, and you know, the whole idea of Captain Smith saying "Be British" as his last words. I think there was an awful lot of things in play, all of which are very human, and I don't want to even hint at some dark conspiracy. But in fact, I think there was somewhat of a cover-up.
Now, it's known now, too, that the head of White Star Lines told everybody on board, basically, keep this ship moving. Don't stop. Why did he say that?
All right. Hey, we don't know what he said. He appeared on the bridge immediately after the ship struck the iceberg. Several people saw him there. One in particular was the relief quartermaster and watched after Bruce Ismay left the bridge. And he watched Captain Smith actually operate the telegraphs to signal ahead. And he said ahead half. Now, that seems a little fast, but there's no question that Smith ordered the ship to start moving. That's on the record. I witnessed that it happened in the on the bridge. Eyewitnesses in the passengers who witnessed it happen. So we know that the ship restarted. I have to believe that Ismay had some hand in that. But you have to understand that under Admiralty law, the company that owns a ship is only responsible to the value of the ship for an accident because of protection that is granted them, because normally they have no control over their ship. And that immunity breaks down. It goes away if the company officials have what is called in law privity and knowledge of events.
Okay.
So Ismay being on the bridge broke that rule. In fact, the Cunard line forbade its officers of its own line from riding their own ships just to never have a privity and knowledge thing occur.
What would make the ship sink moving as opposed to just not moving in the ocean?
There are a lot of things that would go wrong. That when you pressure against damaged plates, you're going to open the hole a little more. When you stop, it may close up somewhat. Of course, there's a force of moving will increase the speed of flooding. There's no question it wasn't a good idea. I am not convinced it was the reason that Titanic sank, but it certainly was a rather bad idea.